It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to us, as always, by the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They are inviting you to join their local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress today. You can check out their website, carolinachamber.org, if you want to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership. We are talking some Hillsborough today, and joining me on the phone to do so is Mayor of the Town of Hillsborough, Jen Weaver. Jen, happy Tuesday. How are you?
Happy Tuesday, Brighton. I am hanging in there.
That is good to hear. And it sounds like it was a really busy meeting for the Town Board of Commissioners. I know since you guys meet once every 2 weeks, sometimes things build up, but this seems like it was the perfect storm of a lot of really interesting town government topics, including some pretty serious water and sewer discussions. I figure we can start there, Jen. What is there to know about what the commissioners talked about last night when it comes to water and sewer?
Well, as you probably know, but one of the things that sets Hillsborough apart from the other municipalities in Orange County is we have our own water and sewer utility, and that comprises half of our budget, so about $12.5 million, maybe 13, when you include the stormwater program. And so that utility is a very serious part of our work, and we have a water and sewer advisory committee that is one of our advisory boards that was formed. I won't get into the whole history, but they meet to talk about issues having to do with that utility. And they've been in deep discussions over the past 2 years, really, that, you know, there was some disruption from the pandemic in there. But talking about the water rates and the burden it is on the water and sewer customers, and they have two topics they really want to engage with the town board on, one of them being the out-of-town rates and the other one being the topic of small business relief. And that brought them around to asking us if we would be willing to just start meeting with them on a quarterly basis so that we can have the opportunity to be with each other on the screen together or someday in the room together to talk about these important issues and see if we can, you know, bring some of them to some resolution.
Yeah, that does make sense that, you know, water and sewer, one of those things where it might not be super fun to talk about on a regular basis, but goodness knows, especially if it's run through the town itself, it's one of those things you can't live without. And kind of along the lines of the effect during the pandemic, we know, at least from our conversations with the Orange Water and Sewer Authority in this part of the county, there are a lot of people who are still really struggling to kind of catch up on bills or, you know, figure out what they were going to do after a moratorium either ended or because of the COVID-19 pandemic and everything that happened there. And I imagine it's the same in Hillsborough, too.
I am sure there are people still struggling with that. I wish I had a number to give you. I don't have a number to give you, but that's one of the reasons that some of the relief dollars that we have been able to get, due to the COVID relief dollars, have been really, really important for us to make those available to the community. And so I hope people are still remembering those are there and that they're able to access them.
So the goal, I should say, did the board end up deciding it is going to be the plan to meet with water and sewer folks pretty regularly on this? Because
yes. Yeah. We're going to get things that are scheduled regularly on the calendar. And I think that would be our first hurdle, is figuring out when we'll work for both bodies to be together. But I know that we'll be able to make it somehow.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. You can find details about last night's meeting by heading to hillsboroughnc.gov. That's where they've got meeting materials, and you can also find the YouTube link to the live stream of the meeting there as well. Among the other agenda items that jumped out to me, Jen, of course, is discussions on the town's future train station. I know that that is a huge project, one that we have continued to follow, but it sounds like there were some updates last night. What is there to share?
Yes, so we had to have a bit of a reality check last night, which, you know, happens from time to time in local government, which is that, you know, when we put out the call for a design firm for the train station, we said that in the scope of the project, we wanted it to be a net zero design building. And what we've learned in the meantime is that that adds a whole lot of expense to the price tag. And So what we had to really talk about last night is, did we want to stick with the full scope of the project, which would, you know, be a, you know, including the size of the building, the intended use for the building, and the net zero, you know, label on the building? Or did we want to let our budget, which is not negotiable, you know, that's determined by DOT, and, you know, it was set over, that budget was set over a decade ago. So you can imagine that the price tags of things have changed in that time. And so that's a $7 million price tag. And so what did we want to let guide the building? And the town board had a really great discussion and decided that we were willing to explore, you know, finding funds above that $7 million to pay for a building that we really wanted, you know, that was the right size that we would really use because the town is going to have some space needs in the future. But willing to let go of the net zero, you know, it being an official net zero building, because part of what brings that is you have to really be able to track and measure the energy consumption and output of the building. And so what we decided is we want to have a design that is the size we were looking for and is as sustainably built as possible without necessarily being officially net zero.
Sure. And, you know, it's not too surprising that you and many other local governments run into some hurdles when it comes to setting those goals and then figuring out the price tag that comes with that. And, you know, I'm curious, at least from the Hillsborough perspective, Jen, in your mind, what other ways or you know, how else will the town try and continue to pursue those net zero goals in the future? Because there is certainly almost always going to be that push and pull of, well, it's going to cost a lot in order to make it net zero. But at the same time, you know, I know that Hillsborough's town values and the local values are certainly commitment to being conscious of environmental impact.
Absolutely. And I think that it is an iterative process where, you know, we are just trying to figure it out as we go along and, you know, have a plan. You know, we're creating our comprehensive sustainability plan now, and that will really help us as a guiding document. But, you know, it's bit by bit, we just have to chip away at it. And, you know, one of the things we talked about last night is, you know, kind of looking at, okay, is it more important to put a, you know, even more money into being able to say, okay, we've got at least one net zero building, or maybe thinking about how we're allocating money and remembering that we're trying to make these really important multimodal connections, you know, over a long time. That's a long-term visionary project, but, you know, these connections that will allow people to walk and bike and get more cars off the road in Hillsborough. So, you know, those are the kinds of things we're having to weigh back and forth and help us get there.
Well, if you want to learn more about that train station project, we've got plenty of coverage from the past on chapelborough.com and hillsboroughnc.gov. The town government's website will have some too. What are the next steps now that that kind of decision has been made, Jen? Is the town now settling on a designer, or is it taking the next steps to figure out who that designer will be?
Oh, yes. At our last, one of our last couple of meetings, we did decide on, maybe it was our December meeting, actually. We did decide on a design firm.
Got it.
And yes, we've got one, and that's on our website as well. And so we went ahead and authorized additional funding for that design, which was needed. And, you know, next step is we'll be, you know, hearing back from staff on where that takes us.
Very exciting. Well, as we have just a few more minutes left, I do want to bring up one of the other items on the agenda that I know that we also have done some reporting on in the past, and that is a discussion around utility pole attachments, which is, you know, a funny way to phrase it, but I'm hoping that we could start off, Jen, by if you could provide some context to listeners about how this discussion item and agenda item came to be.
So to make a long story short, you may remember that last year Hillsborough put up pride flags for the first time in our town's history for Pride Month in June. And that led to a conversation with Duke Energy where we learned that they actually don't allow flags of any sort on their poles, be they U.S. flags, rainbow flags. They do not want flags on their equipment. And so, you know, we had a meeting with them, and actually it was a great experience in some ways because, it, Duke Energy decided, you know, they let us know when they came to one of our meetings that they were going to let localities decide on the content of things that went up on their equipment. But it couldn't be flags, but we could have a banner agreement, which is if you come into Hillsboro, we have banners up now that have the older town logo on them that are actually getting pretty worn out. So we weren't sure when we had these discussions last year if banners were going to work, because we weren't sure about the workload that would put on our utility staff of, you know, putting things up and down on the poles. But with the internal discussions that staff has had, they came to us last night and said they thought that they could make banners work in a reasonable way, and it was going to be a reasonable amount of time. And so we are looking towards having banners that have the new Hillsboro logo, and then some of them will have rainbow flags for Pride Month, and some of them will have, you know, U.S. flag designs on them for the other holidays, like, you know, Flag Day, 4th of July, and the other things that we put up those U.S. flags for.
So did Duke Energy share the distinction of why banners work versus why flags don't?
It's a safety issue. So flags are more likely to get caught in their equipment, and which, you know, when you've seen the flags actually flying, you will see that they do get caught and wrapped around the wire sometimes. And so, you know, we get that. It's their equipment, and they can decide what goes on or doesn't go on. And so the banners are a way for things just to be a little more safe for them.
Got it. Well, it does sound like a big update in this saga that I know many in the Hillsboro community have been waiting on pins and needles to hear about the next updates. But I'm bet a lot of folks will be excited to see what banners the town is able to come up with as we hit kind of the summer and fall months. And if you want to check out, again, designs of those banners, they are shared in the meeting materials of last night's meeting on hillsboronc.gov. Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver, anything else that you want to share with the community as we wrap up today's conversation?
Yes, I would just say that those are just mock-ups that were done so we could talk about it to give folks an idea in the meeting. So that's not the final design. So that'll be fleshed out. But we're excited, and nothing else to add at this time, but come on out to Hillsboro and enjoy our town.
I think that's a fair point to end on. Again, hillsboronc.gov, the town website, and we look forward to talking with you again, Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver, next week.
Talk to you next week.